down the carriage to them, and a fag-stained finger was wagging inches from Juliana's face. "Stop that fucking stupid language! You're in England!" Juliana looked up to meet the half-closed eyes of tall and swaggering Fagfinger and his potato-faced sidekick. "Sorry if it bothers you," she said. "We're getting out soon anyway."
"We go to a Spanish practice group. We're just learning," Nadia put in, managing to hide her Polish accent.
Fagfinger's mouth dropped open. "You what?"
They looked a bit thick and stank of weed, but they didn't seem to be doing too badly with their big white trainers and crisp haircuts.
"Nah, nah," the chap beside him started, jutting his big chin forward for a better look at Juliana. "No way this one's English. Go back to your own country. Too many of you speaks round here."
"This is my own country," Juliana said, hoping she wouldn't have to go into how she was half Spanish.
"Then why you look like...
He scratched his jaw as he looked her up and down. "Turnham Green. Two more stops." But Nadia had taken her arm, probably thinking they should get off earlier.
"Pocahontas!"
He nudged Fagfinger and was chuffed to make him laugh. Bent double they were, the idiots. Then Fagfinger swooped down and pulled her up by her plait.
"Get off me!"
Juliana shouted, her heart thudding in her chest. Two black guys in football gear who'd been poring over a phone looked up. An older guy in a suit got up and came over.
"Now, that's enough."
Still holding her plait, Fagfinger turned on him.
"Oh yeah? Who says?"
There was an intake of breath from the old woman opposite. And then the suited man's eyes widened, his cheeks quivering, as he looked down at Fagfinger's other hand. Something flashed in the harsh light. Nadia had stood up, linking trembling arms with Juliana. The other one laughed at her.
"Now don't you worry about your friend," he said to Nadia. "She's coming home with us to play cowboys and Injuns, aren't you gorgeous?"
He grabbed Juliana round her waist. A sickening smirk spread over Fagfinger's face. The train stopped dead, throwing the boys into each other. Something clanged to the floor. A small knife. Fagfinger grabbed it and pointed it at the suited man.
"Keep back! You might be the big man at the office, but I'm in control here."
The old woman started whimpering. The footballers got to their feet. Then the train sped forward again and stopped abruptly in the station.
"Not now, you're not,"
one of the black guys said with a grin, putting away his phone and pointing to the policeman waiting to board the train. Juliana climbed the stairs to her bedsit. Her two housemates, standing in the doorway of one of their rooms, stopped chatting as she went past. "I'll be having a very, very long bath," she told them. The shared bathroom was a bubbling source of disagreement, so she was surprised to see them exchange glances and nod. Perhaps they could see something was wrong, but didn't want to hear about it. She shut the door of her room behind her, leant against it while glancing around at her English life, the 6 o'clock tea mug and Weetabix bowl on the sink, the David Nichols novel she'd left behind on the bedside table, the handle on the music stand. Half Spanish. She had a rusty A-level devoid of rolled R's. She didn't like ham, seafood, or olives, had only one seldom seen Spanish relative, and hadn't visited Spain for years. Boyfriends, thinking her exotic, had been hugely disappointed. When the genes were handed down to her, they somehow managed to create a totally English woman trapped in a dark and incongruous Spanishness. A Spanishness that came from nowhere, or so it felt, having not seen Mama since the age of 7. And yet. She slipped off her rucksack and shoes, flopped onto the bed and rested her eyes on the crowd of baby cacti on the windowsill. And yet, what she knew of Mama, the courageous departure from her family's village to get involved in the Sergio Leone...